Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
The irony is that the more unapologetically sexist men are in movies, the more women tend to be attracted to them in person. Jon Favreau said that.
He did. It was that said by Jon Favreau.
Favreau.
You know, I want to remind you, this is not the end of the show where we're doing quotes. This is a game where I'm supposed to guess who says the quote.
If you like fat guys belching in your face, you're in luck. It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, hey, Cliff.
Hey.
Do you have regrets?
Gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Absolutely no regrets, Kendall.
Regrets, I've had a few, but then again.
Too few to mention, damn it.
Too few to mention. We are so blessed, Cliff, because we're living for love.
One thing, yes, thank you for bringing that up. But I don't regret at all us marching out of here for feminism.
No.
Last week, we were marching for feminism against sexism.
We got real fired up there at the end last year.
We were. Austin came out. Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn was. Mr. Snowbomb was bringing up the rear.
Uh-huh.
And even Charles the Contractor, he, of course, just walked with us for a while before he realized what we were doing.
But he thought we were going to get lunch.
Even though we were chanting. Uh-huh. Of course, sometimes you do chant, me want food, me want food. But and so maybe he just got confused. But yeah. We finally made it down to the steps of City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard the whistle blow, mm-hmm. And it was old Sheriff Frogblast telling us to break it up.
He's like, you know, you can't be doing this. You can't be assembling without a permit.
I don't know why he was talking through that bullhorn 2 feet from our face.
he always looks for excuse to use that bullhorn.
And I would not have...
He chases kids with that, I think.
He does. I would not have disassembled. I would have demanded my lawful right to protest.
Because mm-hmm.
You know we're protesters from way back.
Oh, yeah.
Do people know...
Have you seen the photos?
The radicals that are hosting this show. I think after last week, they know.
Oh, yeah.
I think they know.
We had went soft in our old age, but we came out of
fighting. Oh, no. There's still a lot of fighting these old... I would have not disassembled except for the fact that all of this police brutality today. And, of course, Fox News keeps telling everybody about there's a war on the police... And it's, but every pepper, they're pepper spraying, you know, innocent protesters. They're choking mm-hmm. people to death for selling loose cigarettes.
It looks like a horror movie from like of the futuristic like society.
It's Cliff from Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. This is that show, and you're listening. If you're listening live, good morning. You're hearing Rye 99. That's KBSH in Busheltown.
Rye 99.
Blowing through your ears at 4 a.m.
Flowing through your ears. Oh, like heaven is my voice. And this,
I was like, what's like heaven? Oh.
This, right. Not this radio filler program or / internet talk show that you're listening
to. I'm glad you clarified.
It's been compared to another place people go when they die, Kendall, but that's neither here nor there how much our show resembles purgatory. It is nobody's business but our own. And this is a show, Kendall, speaking of before you die.
Uh-huh.
Do you like how I led to the
show? Look at you segueing right into it.
If you can imagine Steve Wozniak segueing into a room, that's how I segued into this topic. I look a lot like Steve Wozniak.
You look pretty much like him segueing.
That's what I'm trying to say here. But no, this is a show about living regret-free.
Yes.
How do you do it? I am so poor. I live above a fish hatchery in a studio apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing. If I were to think about my maxed out credit cards, I would start to feel this choking sound. Think about my neck.
Quit thinking about it. Don't make me get the drugs again.
Go get the drugs. Go get the bowl of Xanax, please. Please go get the bowl of Xanax.
Austin, bring us the Xanax.
I know, it's empty. It's empty.
Damn it.
It's empty. It's empty. It's empty. But anyway, Kendall, how do you do it? You are a man. I look at you and I say, there's a man with nary a regret.
Well?
You just have to let things go.
Now there's a man.
No, I can't say I'm regret-free. I've had regrets in my life, but I don't try to let them get to me. I don't let them become too big a part of my life.
I was kidding. I assumed you had tons of regrets. I really look at you and I'm like, what does he do but regret?
Well, I was just going along with your story, Cliff.
What does he do but regret? He just wakes up. I would start regretting things if I were him.
Oh, whoa is me. Why do I have to get up out of the bed?
Whoa. Henry David Thoreau.
I regret having another day on this earth.
I regret. No, I'm just... I'm semi-kidding.
I said I have some regrets. I do have some regrets of things regrets. I've done that I wish I would have changed.
You've had a few. You've eaten a few.
I've got several hundred pounds of regret.
I do.
That I have to look at every day.
Because when we just sit eating and we're like, this is going to be so easy to lose. Mm-hmm. If I just don't have that much tomorrow, it'll all come off. No, it won't.
But you know, Cliff, just like anything else, if you really sit and think about all the terrible things, you would just be depressed all the time. So my number one thing you just have to put out of your mind.
Live for love.
Yeah, and just focus on something positive.
Live for love. Live for love. Canada, what you have to do is let go of self-sabotage. How often do we sabotage our own damn selves?
All the time.
I'm constantly just in my head thinking, you are so
dumb and fat and old and bald. And
It's all true, but why focus on it?
Don't focus on it.
Rack focus to something else.
Yes. Also, Cliff, you know what else you could do?
What?
Step out of your comfort zone.
Oh, yeah. Do something uncomfortable.
We'll grow and learn new things. Quit worrying about the things that you did wrong and just, do something new and fun that you haven't that you wanted to try and you haven't tried it before.
Speaking of regrets, if I don't tell you about this, I'll regret it for the rest of my life. I know I mentioned last week about how I don't want to become a person who doesn't feel good until I've curse somebody else out. And I don't. I know people like that. And now that I see it happening, I know to stop it, right? But it did happen last week. I did wake up my studio apartment. You would think an apartment above a fish hatchery would never run out of water. But, I woke up last Thursday, I think it was, one day, and I had to go to the library early in the morning. I was due to shelf books in the nonfiction section. I was on the schedule.
You're such a pillar of the community here in Bushwick.
Damn it, I am. You're right. But anyway.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean you tough subject.
No, you're right when you say that. But anyway, I was there at home, and I went to turn on the water, and long story short, there just weren't none, and there was no water, and so...
That's what the plumber said when he got there. Yeah. Weren't none.
Well, so I couldn't shower before I went to the library, so I just had to spray my hair down, even though it looks terrible. I couldn't even wet a comb to run through it, okay? I had saliva, my only last resort. So, terrible. And I went back home. Still wasn't on in the middle of the day. So I called the manager of the fish hatchery / apartment complex. And they said, whoa, this isn't us. This is the city. Downtown Busheltown Water.
Good one.
Downtown Busheltown Water up for you. And they said, call them. There's people on the other side of the street. Don't have water too. So it's not just us. I called Downtown Busheltown Water. And, of course, I was probably not as nice as I normally am. Because I was filthy and I couldn't even get a damn glass of water to drink to relax. You know when people get real upset on TV, they say, let's just get you a glass of water.
You couldn't do that.
I couldn't do it. And so the best I could do was squeeze a packet of ketchup from the refrigerator. That was my only recipe. Or to maybe open a can of beans and just drink that bean water.
Bean juice.
God, that tasted terrible. But anyway, I called Downtown Busheltown Water, and they were like, I don't know, we don't think that there's a problem in your area, I don't know.
You said, well, there is.
I did, I was like, well, there's no damn water coming out of the damn faucet, damn it. And she said, I don't know, maybe you should call Downtown Busheltown Sewer Company. And I'm like, and so I hung up on the first idiot.
You went full Busheltown on it.
I did, I went nuts. Went a little bit nuts, Skindle, a little bit of that old hard drive throwing clip from college. Oh, I didn't, not the best. You know how there's different eras. Of,
you look back at yourself after those moments. You're like, well, that's not the person I want to be.
No, it's not. It's similar to who I become when I'm stuck in a long line of traffic.
Yeah.
Thank God we left L.A. The only thing I don't miss, the traffic.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so I called the idiots at the sewer company, and they said, well, no, what do we have to do with water? And I thought, well, that does make sense to me.
I don't know why, but I told them to call this number.
And then I said that. And then I thought, well, I know it is the city water. And me calling them won't help the situation.
Uh-huh.
But I called them back anyway. And
Because why not?
I had no water to brush my teeth with.
Uh-huh.
How did I brush my teeth that day? I don't know. Probably not, everybody. Uh-huh. Oh, I did. I took it to the library. I took my toothbrush to the damn library. I had to do it in the water fountain. All right. If anybody from downtown Busheltown Water is listening, go to hell. But anyway, so I
called. You're getting back up to that other person.
Sorry. This and sexism make me so mad.
You don't want to regret this episode.
No. But anyway, so I called the water company back, and I said, you know, I just called you, and some moron told me to call the sewer company, uh-huh. and they thought that was pretty f***ing stupid when I called them, so don't tell anybody else to f***ing call them. And then I hung up. It just enraged me. And then, I know, much to your chagrin, I have one more example.
I'm just going to take a break.
Just take a break. Just to get you some coffee over there. I was at the movies the other night, and I thought I was running late. Turned out I was in time to see like half an hour of previews, but I didn't know that at the time.
Isn't that always the case?
I thought I was in a big hurry.
Less people waiting on you, then you're late.
Yeah. I thought I was in a huge hurry, okay? And so, I don't know what the problem was. I went to the theater, and I needed a Coke from the concession stand because I brought an airline bottle full of gin.
Uh-huh.
And
of course.
I needed something to put it in.
The only way to see a movie.
I needed a mixer.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was in a rush. I thought I was late.
Mm-hmm.
So I went up, and I don't know what the problem was, but everybody in front of me ordered a damn hot dog. And I guess the girl who was waiting in line, who I'm sorry, if you're listening, girl from the theater, I'm sorry. I'm sure you're half my age, and I hope you didn't cry through algebra the next morning.
I'm sure she didn't.
I'm sure I was probably not the worst asshole she saw that day, unfortunately. But anyway, she had to like leave the counter and go back into the kitchen, and I'm assuming just microwave them back there. I don't know. But she was gone forever, and we were just standing there waiting like fools, and I thought the movie was starting. It wasn't. In reality, she could have taken as long as she wanted.
The view of the future went back and said, don't sweat this.
I almost tried to find her and apologize, but I didn't. But anyway, and so two people ahead of me, two different like couples, got hot dogs, and it took forever and ever. And when I got up there, I was just so mad. Not the good me. If there had been a hard drive, I would have thrown it. But I was like, well, God, I have been waiting for f***ing ever. I feel like this has been my whole life, waiting in this line. And she's like, And I said, I need a small Diet Coke. And she's like, well, can I upgrade you? No, I don't want f***ing upgrade for anything. Just like it is. And, well, do you have a Crown Club? No, I don't have a card. I don't want it.
Give me the food and take my money.
Yes, and I just kept yelling and saying the F word. And I was like, Jesus. It was just a bad moment. And I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that person who has to yell and scream and make others feel their pain. I don't, because I did regret being that mean to her when I saw that I still had 20 minutes of previews. I thought, well, who cares? Why didn't I just Instagram for that time?
Well, you know, and I hate to think like this, but every time I have had a moment like that, I regret it a little bit. I'm like, well, you know, I remember that time when I was working at wherever, and somebody yelled at me, and I thought, well, you know, everybody needs those moments to, you know, really shape them into what they're going to have to deal with in life.
Well, and if you work at the with people, you are going to meet people that were ruder than me.
Yes.
But still, I don't want to be the screaming, yelling person that does. Oh. Do you do things like this, crazy people things, where they're like small vindictive things that nobody would notice, but I feel real satisfied with? Because when I went to get
you've mentioned my whole life story.
Because when I went to get a straw, nobody was over there by the straws, and so they had the little canister of cheese powder. I just threw it in the trash. And I just threw it in the garbage. And then in the movie, in the middle of Jurassic World, I thought, I really have to go to the bathroom, but darn it, this is such exciting action. I don't want to. So I peed in the drink cup, and I came this close. An angel stopped me. Angel straight from heaven came and stopped me because I almost poured it on the carpet. For being kept waiting in line for hot dogs.
You would have never been able to face it. This is about a better turn again.
Can you believe, literally in the last week, I almost poured a giant cup of pee on the carpet.
You're
and I just turned 34.
Now I'm seeing why you suggested regrets for this episode.
Regrets. I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I didn't.
Well.
I just threw it away.
And we can be happy for that. But I think we need to take a break before we regret it.
I also peed into a cup when I saw Vacation today.
And
but
we'll
not
right
out
back.
Of malice, just out of necessity.
After this.
Everyone has regrets. Don't add missing Cliff and Kendall to the list. They'll be right back, so don't go away.
Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green.
Home is full of lots of things that children shouldn't touch. Home is full of bad things that can hurt you very much. Now there's a man whose face is green that you ought to get to know. He'll warn you when danger's coming fast or slow. Get to know his face in every single place. When you see it, you'll know quick. Things marked yuck make you sick, 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 sick. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green.
Oh! Cliff and Kendall are back! Bet you weren't expecting that.
What?
Get over it! Okay, let's...
Oh, my God.
Hocus pocus.
Welcome back.
No regrets here, Cliff.
No regrets. Kendall, let's live free of regrets. How do you do it?
Well, I'm learning, Cliff. I'm still a learning individual. I did something this week that I guess I could say it's a regret. I was walking past Charles.
Regrets.
I've had a few. I walked past Charles and he was hanging a picture in our hallway that we had asked him months ago to hang.
Oh.
And he was like, oh, Kendall, can you come over here and hold this nail?
I've wanted that huge picture of me up on the hall.
I know. I didn't want to say that on the show. I didn't want to out you for wanting your big, huge portrait in the hallway.
That's one of the few pictures that I look good. It's from like 8 years ago. And I feel like in my old age, at least, I can be one of those people that's like, well, we're not a looker.
I know, that's the one
for that 5 minutes.
That's the one you used to hand out on the book tours.
I know.
But so...
People were like, why are you signing this?
We didn't ask for it. But he says, come over and hold this nail.
Yeah.
And I went over and held it, and what did he do but missed the nail and slammed my finger with a hammer.
Oh,
do you see?
God.
I'm wearing a splint on my hand. He almost broke my finger.
Oh, that's what that is.
Look at this. He almost broke my finger.
He smashed it with a hand. Well, but I look so good. And you did it. You did get hung. Let's focus on that.
Okay, I'm trying. See, I'm trying. But I do regret going over there and holding the nail for him.
Well, we do have regrets.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we regret.
But how do we get rid of these?
How do we do it? We regret like taking it out on other people.
Mm-hmm.
But to bring it back to something I mentioned several weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Stern. When I listened to Ellen on Howard Stern, everybody should just go on YouTube and try to find those. Those are great. But she was talking about, you know, I just don't understand how a lot of people think. I just don't get it. I don't either. And I was in the food and more the other day. And this guy It was this old big fat man, looked like you in 30 years. And you were pushing this cart, and you grizzled over it.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah. I know what I'm going to look like 30 years.
Look a lot like you. I don't know if his arms could reach the cart, but his belly was pushing.
Oh, God.
And no, but it was this old, terrible man. And I walked by him, and I don't know why he felt the need to speak to me. Are you like me, Kendall, listeners, anyone, in that you just wish people would leave you the hell alone?
Yes,
all the time.
All the time. Please just leave me alone.
Just not talk to you. Pretend you're not there. I'm okay with that.
And the moment they've caught you, it's like, why did I go this way?
Yeah. And so, but he, and I'm walking pleasantly on my way to get some healthy meal. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Kidding.
A big salad for
that was a joke. I had a big bag of Oreos.
That's more like
it. I was walking with my Oreos, and he's pushing this big cart with his belly, and he just says to me, well, any man that goes shopping for his wife ought to be shot. But I just thought, I just don't understand how your mind is working. And we know we covered in-depth sexism last week.
Yes.
And I just don't get how people's minds, I just don't understand. I don't understand. I don't get it.
But see, that's all you can say.
Yeah. There,
like, you can go through every statistic of everything and look at research and data and this and that and blah, blah, blah. But none of it makes any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
And at the end of the day, you're just sitting there thinking, why?
Why do you think this? What is wrong in your head?
And then you just have to accept it. You're like, well, I mean, I guess they're never going to accept that. You just have to wait till they're gone.
Kendall, how long would you wait for the end of sexism? As long as it took.
Well, we waited a whole another week. Why not wait more?
It's already been a week.
I'll wait as long as it takes.
I figured once...
How long people, would you wait?
Once people heard our take on it, it would be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I figured they were just waiting.
Give it another week.
Give it one more week.
That's why we brought it up again.
Give it one more week.
How long would you wait? Let's see. How long would I wait?
How long would you wait?
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
How long would you wait?
Yeah.
If you never had to go in the North Butcheltown Woods again, or near them.
I don't have to go.
Like you knew for sure you'd never have to go there again.
Like they were gone?
Yeah, like they were gone for good.
Oh, okay. How long would you wait? I would wait a month and a half.
Oh, okay.
Oh!
Number.
Big numbers here. Kendall, all right. Big whammy. How long would you wait?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got a good one.
Uh-huh.
How long would you wait for that much anticipated Hocus Pocus sequel?
Hocus Pocus.
Oh, God.
20 more years?
Well, I know. I've waited so long already. I'll wait until the day I die.
I guess that's as long as you technically could wait. Uh-huh. I was going to say 300 years.
Right, right down to the day. And then the witch would be back.
Yeah,
and
they'll be hell to pay. Kendall, yeah.
Could you imagine 300 years to the day, we're sitting there watching like, yeah, it wasn't as good as I thought it would be, and then we die sad.
And then we die 330 years old.
Focus, focus.
Sad. We'll definitely be sad.
Oh, we will be. Cliff, how long would you wait to go to the doctor's office? Or no, I'm sorry. Let me back up. Let me try this again. Cliff, so you go to the doctor's office,
all right?
You're feeling ill, and you're worried you might have this terrible new disease going around that gives you diarrhea for days, makes you extremely depressed, and you've been sitting in the waiting room for 3 hours. And somebody comes out, and every 10 minutes they come out and say, "Oh, just a little longer." Basically, like your phone conversation about the water department.
Uh-huh.
How long would you sit there and wait before you just gave up and went home?
And I'm sick. Sorry, I blanked out. I already feel awful and depressed.
I know, it's a normal day.
But then also I have diarrhea.
Okay. I should have made the stakes higher.
You should have. The stakes are too low. I would leave. I don't know, an hour.
Okay.
And then I was like, I can shit at home for free.
I love how when we're coming up with this, we always think, how long do you think you would wait for this? I mean, you're always surprised.
Kendall, I know you're going to wait.
Okay.
Eons.
We'll see.
For this. Big Billy C. How long would you wait?
Billy Crystal.
How long would you wait for him to come back and host the old Oscars?
Oh, for the Oscars? Oh.
Oscar.
Well, when you talk
who
about
will win?
Waiting just to wait around for it to happen my whole life. But I would... just sit in a room and wait for probably at least a couple weeks, just waiting for it, in protest until they let him do it.
Yeah,
like standing on a sign saying rehire Billy Crystal for the office. I'll sit there for a month.
They've just had some bad ones lately.
Uh huh.
Just who cares about
it? Yeah.
Them? Only Ellen, and Ellen was saying
I can't even watch award shows anymore.
I really can't either. It's somebody painful. I told somebody that recently, and they said, "Oh, is it because you're jealous? Do you think you should be winning the award?" And the only award you know I think we should be winning is the Peabody Award. Therefore, I'm not.
They're giving them out to everybody these days.
It's just irritating, and nothing that you ever think should win wins.
I know.
And et cetera, et cetera.
And if there's any show that should win,
it's us.
No.
The Peabody, the Peabody worthy Cliff and Kendall Costa. Kendall, how long would you wait, speaking of the Big Billy J?
Big Billy J.
For him to re-record our theme song.
Cliff, I think you've hit the big whammy button.
Big whammy.
I would wait an eternity.
An eternity.
To hear those golden vocal chords singing our song and playing harmonica along with it, I might add.
Oh.
Because he can just do it all.
Wouldn't it be great if Billy and Barbara did a duet of our theme song?
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh, well, you know, I went up to New York one weekend, and I found out the week I got back that the very next weekend, Billy Joel played at Madison Square Gardens.
Oh, well.
I almost wanted to go right back, turn right around and go back.
I will turn this car around.
I'll turn this plane right around.
Turn this around.
All right, I'm sorry. You got me so off guard with that one. I can't even go any further.
Big money. I think that's the winner.
Let's just stop there. Let's end on a high note.
That's for once. Listeners are saying high note was everything. 7 years ago.
Uh-huh.
You should have ended then, but oh well.
That's how long they would wait.
We're going to wait. Our ratings are falling within the margin of error. They are non-calculatable at this point, but I feel like you could go lower than margin of error, right?
Let's wait and see.
Let's wait and see.
You never know until you have.
Let's see if more people return our show than download it. And if somehow our shows are being uploaded by listeners instead of downloaded, then we'll know.
But
then
see, if they start
we'll
doing
stop.
That, I think it's just like the old adage, you let go of someone and they come back to you. That's what they do to us. They stop listening and all of a sudden one day they're like, I have more Cliff and Kendall Coast.
You know what? It's been 8 years. I'll give them another try.
And Cliff, because they regret turning us off.
That is the regret. But and it's weird.
We spoke. Oh, well, it is weird. Every time I face up, you're like, and it's weird.
It's weird.
I'll tell you later.
I say that to you all the time. That was weird.
You want to hear something
Were you
going
to tell a story?
No, you want to hear something
tell
weird.
Tell a story.
It's not a story. I was just going to say, if you have regrets, think about what we were talking about last week, that each day offers a new beginning. That's all I was going to say. I thought it was a very positive note.
Well, what a positive note you found there in the writer's email.
But now it's time for something weird.
Oh, do you want to hear something weird?
I do.
I do.
You know I'm always looking for something weird.
I do.
It's only after so many years of doing this show that I realized one of the segments near and dear to my heart is just hearing something weird.
Weird.
Have you heard about this, Cliff? I know you're a big fan of Domino's Pizza.
Oh, don't remind me.
Someone hid some cash in a chicken wing box. The delivery guy, because he had to take this box to the bank and he didn't want anybody to steal it, so he hid it in this chicken wing box. Well, what did he do? But he went over, turned around and gave it to a customer with $1,300 in it. Now, I know what you're thinking. That person kept all that money. But no, Cliff, they didn't have any regrets. They turned right around.
Bless them.
And they sent it back, and they were offered a reward for it. But isn't that great that there are still people like that in the world? That's what keeps you going at the end of the day.
Kendall,
but isn't that weird that he just gave that money to him?
That weirdness is just going to keep us going.
Sorry, that story. I love that story so much that I had to tell it even if it wasn't as weird.
Kendall is so old. How old is he? He's so old that he tells heartwarming weird news stories.
Near and dear to my heart, Cliff.
Speaking of weird, here you go. A grandfather and his grandson. No, okay. Here's something
weird.
Kendall, the Associated Press, believe it or not, reports that a 24-year-old, not someone as old as we are, a 24-year-old, has been charged with, elder abuse after authorities he sucker punched a 78-year-old man over free Nutella waffle samples at a Costco store.
I don't know about an old man, but I would punch a normal age person for that.
What a weird age. Kendall, the 24-year-old, he's being held on $50,000 bail, and he faces a maximum of 11 years in prison.
What an idiot.
Oh my gosh.
What is wrong with people?
He punched the oldster after the old guy said to just take one, and he started hoarding these waffle samples.
Oh my god.
And so the old man was hospitalized, and the jury concluded it was weird.
Well, Cliff, if you take the age out of it and the punching, that's me every day at the Bushnell box store when I go in for samples. I'm just hoarding them all.
Hoarding them.
Hoarding them.
You are a whore.
Dur.
Yeah.
Cliff, Derek Benson.
Oh, I thought it was him.
You knew it. He wore a sweatshirt.
I was hoping you would get to the big Derek Benson story.
He wore a sweatshirt.
Yes!
You know, the listeners are thinking, this is weird.
And they're right.
He wore a sweatshirt that said Libre, which of course means freedom.
So, oh, yeah.
On a mugshot. And he got, right after a man contacted police in Glatsbury, Connecticut, to report he'd seen the mugshot and that he was wearing the victim's sweatshirt. He had robbed the sweatshirt. So not only did he get arrested and in this mugshot, but then this person sees the photo, says he sold this sweatshirt, and he got arrested again.
Oh, no.
Isn't that weird?
That's some weird arrests. That's
some weird shit right there.
That is weird, and it reminds me of this other weird story. Kendall, again, the Associated Press, who but them, reports. This man, he claimed at a trial that his evil twin was the one that robbed 10 gas stations, convenience and beer stores in eastern Pennsylvania. The judge did not find it as funny as we did, and was actually very offended by his arrogance, and he has got to spend at least 60 years in prison. And I do want to say that that is terrible. And he carried a pellet gun. And I don't know how deadly those are. Probably deadly if you get shot in the face with them. And threatened people's lives. But is it something wrong with the system that he's going to spend 60 to 120 years in prison for robbing 10 gas stations all in the fall of 2012?
Murder people and they go to jail for like 10 years and get out or something crazy like that.
And he might have to be there for 120 years. Kendall. Mm-hmm. They didn't stop at 80.
No,
they didn't say 90 years for that. They said, hey, at least 120. And so
Chevy Chase had a pellet gun and he didn't go to prison in vacation.
Yeah, so I don't know. But anyway, I thought that was... just so many weird aspects to that story.
Oh, such a weird story.
I'm almost going to go march down the street about it.
But don't. Not yet. Wait till the show's
over. But I'm too mad about sexism.
I've got one more weird story for you, Cliff.
Oh, you more?
I got one more, yeah. This is my weirdest yet.
The weird de resistance.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard this, Cliff, but taking selfies of yourself has become now more dangerous than shark attacks. 12 people died last year while trying to take that perfect selfie hanging off a building, or like one guy was hanging off the Taj Mahal and fell to his death. People have gotten so dumb that they're just like, I have to have this photo real bad so I can get all these likes. Isn't that weird?
Sometimes
and stupid.
It is weird and stupid. Sometimes I'm glad that we're so fat and homely. And
so we never want to get photos of ourselves.
Yeah, I need to take a picture of myself.
I really think as a society we've reached our max.
I think that we have. I approve of people like Sue Sylvester who are just mean to people who want to take a selfie with them. I'd be mean! I'm mean to people. They don't want a selfie from me.
Uh-huh.
And of course I would be mean. Of course, why do you need a picture with me?
Yeah.
That's so silly. And it's even weird to have like autographs. Like, I got Bette Midler. She's the only person I've ever, but I would only ever do it in like a time
when
she's
they were doing that.
Giving autographs.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's leaving the Broadway theater. She stops to sign a few playbills.
Sure. Like in the 1940s, and just wafting her pen around. You're like, I must have your signature.
Let me tell you, it's one of the highlights of my life.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't just go on the street like some lunatic and say, hey, Sue Sylvester, mind if I snap one with
you? Who would ever do that?
I don't know.
Well, I felt so stupid right afterwards, too. And you know I did, and it scarred me for life, and that's one regret that I still have.
Oh, well, you just gotta let it go, Kendall, and that's sad.
As I say, we're still talking about regrets. It is sad.
Oh, well, what was the weirdest weird news?
I don't know, Mrs. Potter Butter Churn, which one?
Mine.
I think she's pointing at me.
No, she's pointing, you're pointing at me.
It must have been a tie.
No, you can't point at both of us. It's not fair. Okay, we'll discuss it later.
Okay,
we'll update. Austin, you put that on the blog. You put it, all right. I'm sure. Look for an update. It'll be the first one in years.
Okay. So, Cliff, if our listeners want to look us up more, go to Cliff and Kendall on iTunes, on Twitter, everywhere. Just Google us.
We're everywhere. We're on Tumblr. We're on Instagram. Kendall, one of my main regrets in life is giving considerable thought to inconsiderate people. And that was said hints by Jared Kent.
Jared Kent. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Cliff, accept everything about yourself. I mean, everything.
Everything.
You are you, and that is the beginning and the end. No apologies and no regrets. And that was Henry Kissinger.
Oh, Henry.
What a wonderful quote.
Henry. What
a wonderful quote.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful quote. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Ken. We'll see you here next week.
Yes, I thought both of yours was lovely, dear.
It was weirder.
Okay, dear. Yours was...
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
What the hell?
What a whore.